don't know.
The screen.
Where's it supposed to? Zoom. That's how we're doing the live streams. So it has to, we can face the camera.
Let's begin with the basic background. This upcoming year, Tashin Pei Beis 5782 is going to be a Shemitah year. The laws of Shemitah, for the most part, that is to say, all the agricultural laws of Shemitah having to do with not working the land and various halachas of things, how you treat fruits and vegetables that grow on their own, those are only nogeya for Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah, the laws of the agricultural part of Shemitah doesn't apply to land or to peiros grown in the United States or any other country but Eretz Yisrael. If peiros or any type of produce from Shemitah, from Eretz Yisrael, comes here, comes to Chutz Laaretz, then we have to know how to deal with it, what we can and can't do with it, etc. But in terms of gardening, in terms of growing fruits, vegetables, and pruning your trees and everything else, outside of Eretz Yisrael has no application whatsoever. However, there's another aspect of Shemitah, which is universal, and that is called Shemitah's Ksafim. Shemitah's Ksafim means that when the Shemitah year cancels debts, meaning to say, if one Jew lent another Jew money, any time at all, then any time within the seven-year cycle, one Jew lent another Jew money, the halacha is that the Shemitah year cancels the debt. If the loan was due already, the loan was due and it was not paid back, comes along Shemitah and it cancels the debt, which means that the malva, the one who lent the money, is not allowed to demand the money back anymore. He can't ask for his money back once Shemitah cancels the debt. The lova, the one who borrowed the money, is allowed to pay back the money. He's allowed to offer the money back. In fact, it's the right thing to do. He should offer the money back. But even so, when he offers the money back, the malva has to say to him, after Shemitah, the malva has to say, Mishamitani, I'm observing Shemitah and I'm canceling the loan. Then he may just walk away and say, wonderful. If he says, Afal PK, no, please, I want to give you the money, then you could take it. Once you told him already, Mishamitani, and he says, Afal PK, nonetheless, I want to give you the money, you could take the money. But you may not be so lucky. And the person or people you lent the money to may not decide to say that, and they may take advantage of Shemitah and decide not to pay you back. And this was occurring way back in the day, in the times of the Tanan. This was a common occurrence. And people who had money, were able to loan money, were concerned, were afraid to loan money. As it started getting closer and closer to Shemitah, they became more and more hesitant to loan their money, to lend out their money, because they're afraid that it's not going to be paid back in time. Shemitah will come and cancel the debt. And besides the fact that people weren't able to get loans, but it's also not able to do that. The Torah says that you're not allowed to say, you shouldn't have a double blah, blah. You shouldn't have such an inappropriate thought saying, it's close to Shemitah, I'm not going to lend money. It's illicit to do that. You're supposed to lend the money anyway. But people were afraid. So seeing this problem, Hillel made a takana called Prizbul, which essentially means that the way it works is that the malva who lent out the money approaches a beis din before Shemitah cancels the loan. He approaches a beis din. The beis din does not have to be dayanim who have smicha or whatever. It could be three people and shomer shabbos people, etc. Man, and he says to them, Rabosai, I hereby authorize you as a beis din to collect all my loans for me. All debts that are owed to me, I authorize you to collect them. When Beis Din is empowered to collect them, Shemitah doesn't affect them. That's in a nutshell. That once Beis Din is empowered, Shemitah doesn't affect the loans. And the mailer, now that Beis Din is empowered, and they typically write up the little document called a Prizbul. It's called a Prizbul. You write it up, signed, and then the Malva himself can act as an agent of the Beis Din to collect the loans. He doesn't have to go to those three people each time and say, you know, Plony, I want you to ask Plony. No, he acts, that's it. That's all his whole contact with the basin is just simply when he goes in front of these three people and he says to them, I have so-and-so people owe me money and I'd like you to be able to collect them for me. And that, and then he, and then once they do, they accept that that responsibility. He then takes it over for them and he's their agent to collect the chobos. And this way he's allowed to collect the chobos fair and square, 100%. Now, I should point out the reason why the way Hillel was able to do this is because Shemitah, including Shemitah's Ksaf and Bismana says Durabanan, I mean, the rice of Shemitah is not knowing at all anymore, not Karka, not Ksafim, it's Durabanan. So in the Durabanan, Shemitah Hillel was able to make this Takana, and the basin could collect the Chobos, you could collect the basin, fine. Okay. So obviously, what people wanted, people who lent money, or even if you don't remember for sure if somebody owes you money, maybe somebody did owe you money, maybe you know for sure somebody owes you money. When it comes towards the time that Shemitah would cancel your loans, the debts, you want to do that. You want to go and approach a basin, approach three people, and write up the principal. So you're on now, and you have no problem. And this way, you could collect the money. You could ask the person directly. Once you have it, you could ask the person for the money, and he must pay you back, just like, you know, just like if it wasn't Shemitah at all. So the question we want to discuss now is, when I said a few times, Shemitah cancels the loan. When precisely the Shemitah cancels? Shemitah is a year long. So what does it mean, Shemitah cancels loan? And I guess the simplest way to say it, does it mean when Shemitah enters, meaning in just a couple of weeks from now, when we move from 5781 on a Monday night into the evening of Rosh Hashanah, 5782, the beginning of Shemitah, does that cancel the loans and that's it, finished? And if that would be the case, then you certainly want to make sure to write a Shemitah, write a principle, excuse me, by this coming out of Rosh Hashanah. And a principle, well, you can write anytime during the 7 years, but people typically wait till the middle of the last day. So is it necessary to do it this year, in a couple of weeks now, at Rosh Hashanah, to make sure, because otherwise the beginning of Shemitah is going to cancel your own? Or no, is it not that way at all? Is it the end of Shemitah? Is it that when the Shemitah year comes to a close and it leaves and it turns into, it kind of turns into Rosh Hashanah of, in this case, 5783, Rosh Hashanah, what's called the eighth year, that cancels the loans. In which case, you wouldn't have to write a principal this year. You have another year. Don't worry about it now. You'll worry about it next year to do it at Rosh Hashanah. Which is it? So, if you look in the Svarim, the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty open and shut. I'll start with the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, the Hoshka Shemitah Yobel, Ein Shias Meshametis Ksofim El Besofa. Very simple, straightforward. Can't be more clear than that. Shrias only is Misham Ksofim at the end of the year. Shenema Mikates, Sheva Shanim Tase Shemitah, we just had in Parashat Re, Mikates. The Zed Zvara Shemitah Shamo, at Mikates, Sheva Shanim, Du Shemitah, meaning what? Cancel loans. Now, what does Mikates mean? The Shom, it says the Rambam, the Shom who Omer by the din of Hakel, it says Mikates Sheva Shanim B'mor Shnasa Shemitah B'chag HaSukkos. Ma Shom Achar Sheva, Avash Matzis Ksofim, Achar Sheva, says the Rambam, at the end of the year, Shemitah only cancels the debts at the end of the year, not this Erev Rosh Hashanah, next Erev Rosh Hashanah, or, you know, moving from Erev Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, not this year, not 2 weeks from now, but a year from now. And Mimela, if that's what happens, so Lefichach, says the Rambam, Hamavis Chaveri B'Shvias Atzma, if you lend somebody money during the seventh year, also, go v'chovo, kol hashana, you could collect the whole year. U'kishetishka chama b'lei Rosh Hashanah, shemotzai shvius abed hachov. But when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, at the end of shvius, going to the eighth year, that's when you lose your debt, you lose the chov, if you have it in the principle. That's what the Rambam says, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch also. Shulchan Aruch, yiz halachas v'chov shemishpat, simen samach zayin, sif lamed, ein shvius, is the Russian, ein shvius, mishemetz ksofim, ela b'sofa. And the Sma brings the Pasuk that the Rambam brings. So, as we said, there's no dissenting view, there's no other opinion in Shulchan Aruch. That's all it says, Shvius Meshametz B'Sofa. Okay, so then there should be no problem, no need whatsoever to write a principle this year, and we did that in Marv, but it's not so simple. Now, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say also, right? That since Shvius is not Meshamet till the end of the year, Rafichach, Alav is Chaver B'Shvius, Atzma, go for the Chov, etc., etc. And then he talks about principle. And he says, Kol Zman Shu Yachol Ligvos HaChov, Kol Zman principle. As long as you can collect the Chov, which is the entire next year still, till the end of the year, Kol Zman principle. So no problem, no rush, everything's fine. Okay, so what is the Shaila? If you open up the Torah says the following. The same area in Siman Samach Zayin around Siflamid. The Ein Koser Oso, he's talking about a principle. The Ein Koser Oso, you cannot write it, Ela Atsof Shana Shishis, only till the end of the sixth year. This is the sixth year, 5781. You could only write it to the end of the sixth year. And he says, Nichnasa Shna Shvias, once the seventh year enters. Now here's, listen carefully, Afal Pisha Ein Misham Metis Adayin Ela Besofa, even though I agree to everything you've just heard, says the Torah, that the Shrias, the Shemitah year is not Mishamei Tuchov, it doesn't cancel the Chov till the end of the year, Afilu Hachi and Kosvin Osof, but you still can't write a Pozbol in the seventh year. You must make sure to write it before the beginning of the seventh year. So why is that? What's that all about? What's the reason for that? So the marker of the tour is the rush of the fourth parak of Gittin, Parak HaShalach, in Simin Yuches and Simin Chav. In Simin Yuches says the rush, he brings it to Sefta, the way the Gersa that he had. Amos, I coastal of Prisbal, when can you write the Prisbal? Erev Rosh Hashanah Shel Shvius, Erev Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, this coming Erev Rosh Hashanah. And it says the rush, who had been called them? The Tosefta doesn't mean only Erev Rosh Hashanah, you can write it earlier also. The Robola Might Erev Rosh Hashanah Shvius, the Tosefta just means to say the latest time is Erev Rosh Hashanah. You can't write it any later, you can't write it during the seventh year. The Afar Gab, the Shvius, Eina, Misham Metes, Erev Sofa, Afilu Hachi and Kosher Prisma. So, okay, back to Torah, but still, why? Why? So, that's the Russian Simon Chav, and he explains. He says that, yeah, the Shemitah of the cancellation of the Chav is at the end of the year. But even so, during the entire seventh year, there's an Isser, Doraisa, now it's Darabana, but there's an Isser, Gomor, to Mun, the Chav, to demand payment. He still owes you the money, but there's an Isser of Lo Yi Ghost. You cannot demand back any loans once the seventh year enters. Albeit that, again, he still owes it to you. And if he offers you the money, you can take it. You don't have to say, like I said before, Mishama Rene. No, you don't have to say that during the seventh year. That's only after the seventh year. You can say, thank you very much. I appreciate your honesty and take the money. But you can't ask for it. There's an Isser of Lo Yi. Why is that? So says the Rush, because it says so in the Pesukim. The Torah Pashas Re says, Lo Yigos Esri Ehu Ves Achiv, don't demand money back from your brother. Ki Kara Shmita Hashem. As soon as it's Kara Shmita. When is it going to be Kara Shmita? 2 weeks from now, Monday night, you're going to hear it, you're going to hear resounding. It's going to be all over the place. You're going to hear Shmita, Shmita, Shmita. Kara Shmita is going to be when Shmita begins. Kara Shmita. So, and the Pasuk says, Lo Yigos Esri Ehu, Ki Kara Shmita. That means, Hainu Mishasha, Kara Shmita begins the Isra of Lo Yigos. So here we go. So that's why. And Mimela says, I'm sorry, says the Rush. Mimela, once you can't demand the Chov back during the seventh year, then you also can't write a principle during the seventh year. Writing a principle, going over to your base and empowering them to collect your Chovos is a form of Hagasa. It's not the right word. That's in Shabbos now. It's a form of Loyigos. It's a form of demanding the money back. And you can't do that. So you can't, just like you can't demand the money back personally, you can't go over to a basement and empower them to demand. So although during the seventh year, if you're fortunate, the person will, and he's honest and he has the money, et cetera, he'll pay you back, and then you gladly and happily take the money without any hesitance. Once the year passed, then it's gone. Once the seventh year ends, then he's free and clear, then Shemitah is Meshamed B'chob, and you can't get it back at all. So this is the Rosh Hashitah, and this is what the Torah says. This is what the Torah says, mainly based on the Rosh, that during the seventh year, you can't write a principle. You can write, and therefore, according to the Rosh, obviously, if you want to make sure to get back any chovos that are owed to you till this point, up to this coming Erev Rosh Hashanah, make sure to write a principle this year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and that way, you will be able to collect all those chovos. Now, and this is also the Sheet of the Baal HaYitur, another Risha. So the question is, so I have two sheetahs. Now, what about, according to the sheet of the Rush, what about money that you lend during the seventh year itself? Could you demand that back during the seventh year? No principle, nothing. I lent someone money, and it was due. Can I demand the money back? So that's a machlokas achronim within the Rosh Hashitah. The Bach says that yes, during the seventh year, any money, any loans that are initiated during the seventh year, those who can, you have the whole year to ask for them back. With no principle, you have the whole year to ask for them back. And the Chassam Sofer is Masbir, because he says, just like, according to the standard sheet, just like when it comes the moment of Erev Rosh Hashanah, the moment of moving from Erev Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah at the end of the seventh year, all loans get canceled. That's it, wipes the slate clean. And then the next second, starting with Rosh Hashanah, any new loans you could demand, right? And there's a one-time cancellation. And then after that, starts over again. And you could start any new money that's lent, you can demand back. So the same thing with Gabi Lo-Yigos. There's a 1 second chalos of Lo-Yigos. Lo-Yigos is chal on everything that you owe till then, Lo-Yigos. But after that, the next second, once you enter the seventh year, any new loans which are initiated in that year, there's no Lo-Yigos. There's no Lo-Yigos. Lo-Yigos don't know what happened till then. It's a 1 second thing. It's chal on all the old loans. And now any fresh loans, there's no Lo-Yigos. That's what the Bach holds. It's an Isser on the Gavra, but on what? To be no gaze anything that's outstanding. There's no din of Lo-Yigos during the seventh year, the Etzim. There's a Lo-Yigos on old Chovos, that's all. But the Karmel Sano and some other Acharonim are chalik with this Bach. And they say, no, that's not Mestab at all. There's a din of Lo-Yigos the entire seventh year. Lo-Yigos Kikara Shmita, that means the entire year is Lo-Yigos. Not just Lo-Yigos. Lo-Yigos meant don't demand back money. Not just Lo-Yigos on old Chovos. Lo-Yigos on anything that's lent out during the seventh year also. And so according to the Kaman Sano, the Shita Sarash, if you lend money during the seventh year, you can't ask for it back. You can't ask for it back, and you can't write a prosbo. And so if he pays you back that year, fine. If not, goodbye. There's nothing you can do about it. Almost nothing. We'll see. Maybe something. But almost nothing you can do about it, according to the Kaman Sano. Okay, so we have a Machlokas Achronim within the Rosh Hashita. Now, again, according to the Shita of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Rav Rishonim, and so things not nogeda. There's no shaila because Shemitah is only mishamed at the end, and where Yigos only starts at the end. According to all the other Rishonim, everything goes together. Everything starts at the end of the seventh year. So of course, any money lent during the seventh year, you could demand back, and you could add a prisoner on it, etc. No difference seventh year, sixth year, fifth year, etc. But in the rush that Yigos begins at the beginning of the seventh year. So there we have a shaila. What about loans? Machlok is about loans during the seventh year itself. Right, according to the other issue. So,
the
Kavash
not
said the Bliyah must be in six.
It's not
Kavash. It's not Kavash, not Sashah. Kavash came if it's a year. Okay, what's the Din Lamaisa? So let's go backwards. Let's go back to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings Shuva some Yuchasa, the Ramban. It says the Girsa, the Tosefta, which the Rush based himself on, is a Girsa Mishubeshes. That's not the correct Girsa. There's no, the correct Girsa, there's no such din, there's no such nothing at all. There's no Isser whatsoever. Shemitah doesn't affect your Ksafim, your loans, one iota in any form or way until the end of the year. This is what the Ramban says based on the Tosefta. And that's what the business means from the Rash, but never shown him. The Chayin Aminig Be'eretz Yisrael, the Shiva Seh, Licht of Prisbo, the Erev HaShishan, Shalshan Zayin. The Chayin Nohag Mori Harav HaGogim, Hari Birav. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. And as we saw in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't even bring any other opinion. Now, just to point out, because according to the Rash, the best, what you would want to do is write one Erev Shishis, and then write one Erev Shishis again, according to the Rash, meaning, according to the Bach's Pshat in the Rush, that loans that are initiated in seventh year, you can collect. So for that, you could write a principle also. So according to the Rush, you'd write one Erev Shishis and Erev Shvius, according to the Bach's Rush. But according but Halacha Lamaisa says the Beis Yosef, and it doesn't happen. You just write a principle, Erev Shvius, and nothing else. Okay, but Lamaisa, we do find some Achronim that a Chashish, the Halacha for the Rush. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva on the Daf and Sifka and Hey, he brings from the Tumim that he says that Hayare v'chore yesh lo lichtov prisbo be'erev shnas ha'shvius. So that's what the Tumim says. It's brought down the Stipler used to do this as well. It's brought the Berech Hamunah from Chaim Kieski brings it, and Ochas Rabbeinu brings it as well. That the Stipler did the Shvius brings Rabbi Yashav would write a prisbo in the sixth year. Of course, at the end of the sixth, at the end of the seventh year as well. But even at the end of the sixth year. But the Chassam Sofer says that his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, did not do it, at least in Chutz La'aretz, he would not write a personal sixth year. And the Reb Chaim Kanevsky brings from the Chazon Ish as well. The Chazon Ish did not write a puzzle at the end of the sixth year, only in the seventh year. Okay, now, just one or two, a couple of details. And that is as follows. When is the latest time to write a puzzle? I say, yeah, you just spoke of that for 20 minutes. No, what I mean is, who does it go by? Let's say the Malva and Lova are in different locations. The Malva is in Eretz Yisrael, the Lova is in Eretz Yisrael. And Rosh Hashanah starts, whatever you go by, whatever year you're going by, let's see the next year, the end of next year. The Lova is in Eretz Yisrael, and it becomes Rosh Hashanah when the Malva is in America. The Malva is in America, it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but the Lova is in Rosh Hashanah. Can I still write a principle? That Lova owes me money. So he ran away to Eretz Yisrael. So now it became Shemitah already. Shemitah ended. It's the end of the seventh year. It's Rosh Hashanah. Is it too late to write a principle or is it not? So very quickly, so Rav Ozna says that since the Iker Shemitah is totally on, the Iker Shemitah has to do with Kedushas Ha'aretz, so Yitachin, possibly, maybe, he says, everything's totally in Eretz Yisrael. It's my Eretz Yisrael, regardless of where the Malva and Lova is. Regardless, even if they're both in America, it goes by Eretz Yisrael. Even in America, don't wait till the afternoon to write it, but write in the morning, because it goes by Eretz Yisrael. Other poskim don't bring this down. Rosh Hashanah is misupik, though, if it goes by the Malva or the Lova. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yashin is clearly saying the Iker is it goes by the Malva. So as long as the Malva is in the earlier zone, he doesn't have to worry. I mean, in the later zone, meaning in the... Well, sure, okay, so I'll skip that point you just said. Okay. And now what I was going to say is that the Fila Rosh, the Isser at the end says, that has nothing to do with the Lova. That's my Isser. So that, the Choras Pasha, shouldn't have to do with the Lova, it's just with the Malva. It's fine. Okay. But one on the Kuda, and that is the following. The Poskim said like this, let's say you lend somebody money, let's say it's the end of next year, you lent a lot of money, and for whatever reason, you can't find the principal. The loans have paid off everybody in Miami not to sit on your basin. It's worth it. So nobody should sit on your basin, you can't find anyone to write a principal for you. So what do you do? It's getting later, Rosh Hashanah, and the guy owes you money. So the din is, Shemitah is only Mishami debts that were due already. If I lend somebody money today and I tell you it's not due for 3 years, it's not due till after Shemitah, then Shemitah doesn't cancel it. That's the way Marcus said it, right? Shemitah doesn't cancel it then, only if it's due before the end of Shemitah. So Zuck the Puskin, I could extend the loan, even after it was due. Let's say the loan was due already a year ago, 2 years ago, and the guy hasn't paid me back. And now it's getting out of Rosh Hashanah and Shemitah, and I forgot a principal, and I'm about to take a shower for Yantar, but I have no time to write a principal. So I go off with three people, or actually, two people, just a person ago, it could even be women, he says, not to open their bodies, but two other people, and tell them, I hereby extend the loan. The loan that he owes me already, it's due for the past 2 years, I'm giving him an extension. I'm a cover upon myself, I can't tovera till right after Rosh Hashanah. And then what? Now that the loan has been extended, then Shemitah is not Mishamah. And I could do that by Kosher Shalom Ovises of Yashin. Because it doesn't, he's not losing anything, meaning to say. Nothing's stopping him from paying back now. He owes me the money. He could pay me back now. I'm just saying, I'm giving up my rights to Tadea. I can't be Tadea until after. So you could do that. So the mayor, that would be the eighth source of the field of carbon, the sandal, and the rush. I said, according to the carbon, the sandal, and the rush, that any money lent during the seventh year, you can't write a principal, it's gone, unless the guy is, a really honest guy. But this would be the answer. You lend the money, a guy comes over to you on right after Sukkot, in the seventh year, and he says, I just need $100,000 for 2 days. I got this property, I got this opportunity, I have the money coming in, I have it in the bank, in fact, I just can't get it. 2 days, I promise you, I guarantee you, 2 days. So if you're going to tell him, okay, it's due in 2 days, or I'll give you a week, it's due in a week. So now you got a problem, according to the rush. According to the silent rush, you can't ask for the money back. So, but you don't want to make it due in a year from now, because then he might take it now. I want it back in 2 days. So make it due in 2 days or 3 days, whatever you want. And then if he doesn't pay you back as it gets to the end of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, going into the seventh year, get up and tell the two people and say, that loan that the person owes me for the past 11 months, that was supposed to be paid back already, I hereby extend it. He doesn't owe it to me until Gimel Tishrei, and that way you're able to get back the money. Just the very end. I know I said that three times, but now I'm really ending. If you look in the Eben Ezra, the Eben Ezra on the pasuk of Miketz Shem Hashanim says Miketz B'tchilas. B'tchilas b'yan. He said, my raya is the pasuk by Hakel. Over there, also, he says, the word b'tchilas could mean the beginning or the end. And just like by Hakel, it means the beginning, says Ibn Ezra. Mamish the opposite of the Rambam, right? The Rambam brought the raya from there. He said, just like by Hakel, it means the beginning. Here, too, it means the beginning. So the Tumim wants to say, he must mean the Rosh Hashita. That's all he can mean. He has to show him the Shibi Hashem, it's meanless. The Libo Shel Ibn Ezra, it's Rosh of the Tumim. He must mean the Rosh. But the, can't think of the name. Pastor Shulchan, the Talmud Bagra, says no, he doesn't mean that. In either case, whatever it is, the halacha is not like the Ibn Ezra. The Ikra did is that nothing happens till the end of Shemitah. But even the Chumrah, and I should conclude by saying, the Yeshiva Sheminav is to write a principle both times. The Yeshiva Sheminav, not from Lakewood, but what I understand from being in Lakewood Kol many years, Minig Lakewood is to write a principle at the end of this year, as well as, of course, the end of next year. Even, but just l'chumra, the ikra din is that everything happens only in the next year. But there is a minute b'nei yeshiva to write a principle at the end of this year as well to be kosher to shita zarash.
Why was Hillel Masakha principle?